Again, just to take it from the top, Kriyas HaMegillah was one of Mitzvahs HaSeh Medivrei Sofrim Advarim Yiduim Sheitakanas HaNaviim Ra'kol Chayavim B'Kriyasa Anashim V'Nashim Gerim Avadim Meshuchvarim. So we've discussed this point of Avadim Meshuchvarim as opposed to Avadim, even though Avadim normally have a chiyuv as women, Gzera Shava Lala Kiyusha. The fact that this isn't part of a standard woman's obligation, it's a product of specific circumstances of Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Hanes, so that doesn't extend to Avadim. So the question is, why doesn't that extend to Avadim? And once we establish the chiyuv for Nashim, so we thought it had something to do with one of the formulations that you find in the Rishonim of Afhein Hayu Ba'osu Safek, the idea of being part of the Jewish people. And certainly Gerim are, that's part of the process of Giyur, and Avadim Meshucharim, or de facto Gerim, are certainly part of the Kehillah, Amechami Velokai Echalokai, in the sense of, all the previous events of Jewish history going back to Har Sinai become part of their personal history as well. But when you're dealing with Avadim, She'enam Meshucharim, even if they've malu v'tavlu l'shem avdus, they lack that national dimension. And that's the way we prefer to explain that halachu mechanchem mesaktanim l'krosa. We then said, followed very naturally, because certainly afhein hayu ba'oso asafik lashri l'arag l'abed v'nashim nashim v'taf b'yom echad v'shlosha asar l'chodesh neim asar l'chodesh adar. So it's not surprising that there's a din of mechanchem mesaktanim l'krosa, and Rabbi Yehuda feels that ketanim may even have the same level of obligation, that one can fulfill one's obligation through the reading of a katan. We don't pask in that way. We already spoke about that. Right? The idea is that it doesn't exempt you from Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not Hutra, it's just the Chuyah. It has the right to push it off for a little bit. But there's a remarkable halacha here that really nothing stands in the way of Mikra Megillah, and even Meis Mitzvah is just a mechanism for allowing you to delay a bit. God willing, Monday of next week, we'll talk about, the Zmanim of Mikra Megillah with the Yom and the Laila. So I just wanted to point out here, if you conceptualize the halachos of Mikra Megillah vis-a-vis the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, so Shimon HaTzadik HaYomer, Al Shosha Advarim Ma'olam Omer, Al Torah, Al Avoda, Al Gmilas Chasad. And it's just really fascinating here, one halacha after the other. So you're Mevatlin Avoda for Mikra Megillah, you're Mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. The one thing that you're not to Mevatel is perhaps the greatest manifestation, or the greatest possible application of Gmilas Chasadim, of Meis Mitzvah. That's a really remarkable thing. If you think about it, the relative hierarchy of Talmud Torah Avoda, Gmilas Chasadim, for sure, they're all Dvarim She'aleihem Olam Omed, but in this one instance, Gmilas Chasadim of an extreme variety is actually Docha Mikra Megillah, whereas Torah and Avoda are not. Echad HaKorei v'echad HaShomei min HaKorei Yatsi Dei Chovaso v'hu She'yishma, of course, Mipi Mishu Chayev B'Kriyasa. Lefikach, the Rambam says, therefore, and only therefore, because you have to hear from somebody who's chayiv in kriya, yom haya kore katan, or the Rambam only said that it's a dinder abana mechanchen esaktan nekrosa, o shota hashomea mimenu lo yatsa. So the two conspicuous absences from this particular list, one of which we'll discuss today, the other of which we'll leave for tomorrow. Of course, who is not on this list, and then by definition, as we alluded to previously, the Rambam would accept their reading on behalf of men. Nashin, exactly right. And what's the other one that's normally on the list with Katan and Shotan? Well, Cherish, right, exactly. Always comes together. Cherish, Shotan, and Katan, that's a triad. There's actually, setting it up for tomorrow, there's different girsos in the Rambam as to whether Cherish should be included. Obviously, you'd have to be talking about a Cherish, Hamidaber, Veno, Shomea. There's different kinds. Right, well, so that if a person who's incapable of articulating obviously wouldn't be able to read the Megillah, right? So Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'eno Shomea, the question is, what would the Rambam say about that? So again, just to read in the language of the Rambam itself, Lefikach, Im Haya Kare Katan Oshota Shomea Numenu Lo Yoyatza, right, seems to exclude the Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'eno Shomea. It's possible that the Rambam feels that indeed he could read, even though he wouldn't hear it for himself. There's, of course, an area in halacha, not Kriyas HaMegillah, but another type of Kriya, perhaps the most famous type of Kriya, where, in fact, this is in Machlokes Tanayim. Cherish Medaber Veinu Shomea, Kriya Shema, there's Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Rabbi Yossi, as to whether, in the context of Shema, whether you have to be a Shmei L'Azdecha, Masha Tamotzi Mipich, what's the status of a Cheirish HaMedaber, Ve'enu Shemeo. So Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, what we're going to take a look at is the position of the Rambam, the discussion here in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah tries to pin down what exactly Shitas HaRambam is regarding Cheirish HaMedaber, Ve'enu Shemeo. Again, according to the Nusach that we have in front of us, the only two exclusions are Shota Vekata. Nisha will, of course, be acceptable. Ger, of course, would be acceptable. And the implication is Cheirish HaMedaber, Ve'enu Shemeo would be acceptable despite the fact that he himself is not hearing what it is he's reading on behalf of the Tzibur. Okay. Everybody have a